Illumination, Handbook of Ascended Masters, Chapter 4. An Ascended Master is Responsible for His World. The world out there is not the world out there, but is the world which we have created from within our own consciousness, and then it is expressed in our universe or world because we have created it wherever it is and whatever it is doing. There is no world in our universe save the world which we create to express our own image of ourselves. Whatever world we see about us is the creation of our own desire. It is the world of beauty and goodness. Then our consciousness is aglow with beauty and goodness. If it is a place of harmony and abundance, then our consciousness is afire with an awareness of this harmony and abundance. If it is an appearance world, the world is reflecting back to us total joy and creative genius. Then the cause which we have placed in motion to express in our life is one of total joy and creative genius. It can only be a return of what we focus into the atmosphere about us. It can only reflect back whatever it is in our conscious manufacturing plant, which is the creative center of all that we are or ever will be. An ascended master takes total responsibility for his world and truly enjoys a most magnificent world. His world is filled with everything that he desires to experience, for first he created the mental mold in his consciousness for that which he desired to manifest in his outpictured world. A master is one who purposely desires to enjoy something and then sets forth all of the prerequisites necessary to accomplish it. All men, whether acting from their human or divine nature, experience a world which we create. We find that as our total beingness is immersed in purity and perfection, the manifest world about us can only bring back to our awareness that which we have poured into it. Anytime we have a world which we view should be changed, we institute a different cause for it and experience a different effect. As we desire more happiness, more joy, more abundance, more health, more perfection in any manner whatsoever, we visualize that which we desire, and it is focused into being by us, by ourselves, for us. Health is always experienced by those whose every thought is based upon the perfection of pure health in their world, in their bodies. For this is the total perfection, which is the reality, which each is. For anyone to experience other than health means they must have placed that cause into motion, for the law responds only to that which is placed in motion for it to act upon. It can only bring forth from the cosmos, out of the infinite allness of the universe, that for which it is enacted. Its purpose is to bring about whatever the responsible mind of a creator is calling forth. So it is always eager to respond to the positive direction of the world given to it by the world of creators, by God, acting as man, in man, through man, for God is man. Man can create his environment. Man does create his environment. Should we as man desire a specific change in our environment, we accomplish it by first deciding what kind of an environment we desire to experience. We must decide what it is to all include. We are the ones who choose how much of anything is to be in our world by our choice, by our conscious choice. So we choose to create our environment. We choose to have a specific temperature. Then we realize that we are not in any way controlled by temperature. Our bodies are controlled only by our thought about them. Therefore, we may desire to manifest an environment which is pleasurable to our bodies, or we may know that our bodies are totally above any apparent environmental temperatures which once affected our comfort. We think about moisture. We think about insects. We think about plant growth. We think about the purity of the air. We think about all of these relative aspects of our beingness, until we realize that these affects us only as we give them power to have the control over our sensitive beingness. When we act from our mastership, from the higher level of absolute being, we think only in terms of our real and pure expression. It is affected only by those things which we determine to have affected it. So now, living from the higher consciousness by which it is affected, only by that which is our desire to have it be affected, we find that creating our world is not only fun, it is also very creative. So very rewarding, so very fulfilling, so very definite. And we are in total charge every minute of its outpicturing. This does place a whole new context on our world, for it is now a world which we have brought into being, and we can change it any moment we desire, and we can recreate it to our total pleasure at any instant, and it is instantly done. Many feel they must correct the world to make it more beautiful for others by taking away something which appears to be there. They feel they must take away make a change to bring about that which is more desirable for others. They feel they must make things happen in the outer to bring about better beingness in the outer. The Ascended Master knows that whatever exists in the outer first was created in the inner, and should a desired change in the outer be made, the only manner in which this change can take place is by planting another cause in the inner consciousness of the one desiring the change. We live in a totally positive universe. We live in the present tense, first person now. We create in this same manner, present tense, first person, positively now. And all Ascended Masters work from this premise and get results based on their use of the law in this manner. All thinking creation and purposeful minds bring about the universe of their choice, and joyously so. The only responsibility anyone has is the responsibility which we take and exercise. Whatever the world is that we live in, we have created it. Should we desire to change it, we change our concept of it, and it thence changes to fit our now desire for it. But always, definitely, and always now.